Good morning. Steve Sherlock here with another reflection on a Friday, although I think you'll catch this on a Saturday via the distribution from my blog, although some will catch the early version via Audioboo and Twitter, such as it is in the distribution world these days. Different channels, different distributions, but it's all good. Rained heavily overnight here in Mass. Now the sun is out. It's a clear blue sky, mostly. Nice white wisps of clouds floating by. Hope you're having good weather in your area, wherever this finds you. Another work-at-home day. November 20th. I think I skipped Friday the 13th. Not unintentionally. Just busy. Friday the 13th is not necessarily an unlucky day. Of course, any day you wake up, I think, is a lucky day. A day you get to do good things. Meet folks, exchange ideas, put things together, make things happen. It is what it is. Unluck? Superstitions, maybe, for the 13th. But that's all past us. If you're listening, you got past this too. So it's all good. Just a few birds around this afternoon. Another work-at-home day. Lots of goodness going on. Lots of busyness. Good business. Preparing for a trip for work. Get to head out to Asia. Hong Kong in particular. Got my vaccinations in advance. Got another one to get scheduled. We'll pack and get ready to go. Meantime, this is a busy weekend for Dolores' side of the family. Her father's birthday, her sister's birthday. And then we roll into Thanksgiving. At least in the U.S. Canada has already had their Thanksgiving on what we celebrate as Columbus Day. In the Sherlock family, we decided a number of years ago that on the Thanksgiving Day itself, we would spend time with the, if you will, the other side of the family, the in-laws, and then the Sherlocks themselves. My set of siblings would come together on the Friday after Thanksgiving and make it a two-day event. Clearly, over time, some of us have left the arena, so we're not necessarily in and amongst Rhode Island the way we used to be. We're scattered, but we can still connect via the wonders of technology. So we'll do a Google Hangout or a Skype, whatever works, video session for those who are remote, so they can participate with those who are physically here. And enjoying the company of the conversation, the food, perhaps a game or two. On the day after, to continue the two-day event, giving thanks. Train to Boston, or maybe the train from Boston. Tooting in the background, you may catch that. There are 5 train crossings in Franklin, and it blows the whistle as it makes each crossing. So as a regular commuter, I'm tuned into those. I know when the train's on schedule or when the train's off schedule by the toots and the train whistles. Although not all the time, because not every day is a good day for the sound to travel that far. Some days it's just socked in, sound doesn't travel. You don't hear the train until it's actually approaching the yard itself. And that's just the way it is with the atmosphere and sound, one of life's mysteries. A more scientific person could perhaps explain it in more detail. I just detect the pattern and know that some days it's very clear, and you can hear it when it leaves Forge Park, crosses Grove, crosses Beaver, crosses Fisher, and then Union before coming to Downtown Station. And then when it's going outbound, making those five crossings in the reverse order. Of course, when I'm in Boston, I don't hear that at all. Located in the office up and away, up and above South Station and Back Bay Station, no train whistles to hear. Just office noises. And so it goes. So I think that's about it for today. And the reflections on this gorgeous day. Hope this finds you well where you are. As you prepare for Thanksgiving in the U.S. and elsewhere. Take care. Do good things. Check your to-do list, because there's only another month after this before the end of the year. So whether you set up three-word goals, a la Chris Brogan, or had some other scheme to set up goals, this is the final crunch, the final push for this year. What have you done? What are you doing? And how are you doing? Until next time, Steve Sherlock from Franklin, Mass. with Steve's Two Cents, signing off. Take care. Be good.